This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's good to be with you today. And we got lots of time to share vital health information with you. We got lots of interesting stories coming up. We're going to talk about a new form of yoga. It's called rage yoga. Old-fashioned yoga is too boring, so now they've invented rage yoga. Also, it's allergy season, and those antihistamines you may be taking may cause some unexpected side effects and is a popular painkiller hampering our ability to notice errors. 888-302-3684 is our number. 888-302-3684. And that's a line that you can call us. You can get right into the doctor's office and pose your question about health or nutrition. We invite you to participate in today's program, this hour and next. So it's a white powdery substance, and it's highly addictive. You know, these days we're approaching drug addiction in a different kind of way. In the past, we've looked at it as a matter of willpower, as a moral flaw, or maybe, you know, just a criminal illicit activity. But more and more, we're coming to recognize drug addiction as a powerful physiological urge that is akin to an illness. We're taking an illness model look at how we might curb drug addiction in America. And the white powdery substance that I'm talking about here, no, it's not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's not speed, it's sugar. This, according to a new study carried out by Australia's Queensland University, they compare the effects of sugar to those of cocaine and liken the symptoms of coming off it to going cold turkey. Some of you may have experienced this. Some of you actually, when contemplating dieting, you may be in dread of sugar withdrawal. A lot of patients that I talk to say, you know, that sugar thing, yeah, that's a bridge too far. Yeah, okay, I can eliminate wheat, I can go gluten-free, I can kick my dairy habit, get rid of pizza. But when it comes to sugar, hey, that's a whole other ball game. Sugar addiction should be treated like drug abuse, new research has revealed. And interestingly, they've discovered drugs that are used to treat nicotine addiction that could be used to treat sugar addiction. Neuroscientist Dr. Selena Bartlett from Queensland University said that the study, which has just been published by an international journal called PLOS-1, shows that drugs used to treat nicotine addiction could be used to treat sugar addiction in animals. Okay, well, yeah. Excess sugar consumption has been proven to contribute directly to weight gain. That's a big duh. And it's also been shown to repeatedly elevate dopamine levels. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter of craving and reward. And it is highly concentrated in the pleasure centers of the brain. In a way that's similar to many drugs of abuse, including tobacco, cocaine, and morphine, they all go to that part of the brain, the nucleus accumbens, it's called, which is the pleasure center of the brain, and they just push that dopamine button, kicking up levels of dopamine until you're hooked. And when the stimulus is withdrawn, you go into terrible, terrible withdrawal. So they're looking at a medication called varenicline. Okay, that doesn't sound very familiar. It's It's marketed as an antidepressant, Wellbutrin. And interestingly, they've gained approval for a smoking cessation drug called Chantix, which is just repurposed varenicline as a way of helping smokers stop. And according to the research in animals anyway, it seems to help them kick their craving for sugar. But I got to say that we have many patients undertaking smoking cessation at the Hoffman Center. And for many of them, Chantix doesn't work or causes unpleasant side effects. And if you look at the warnings on Chantix, there's some pretty unpleasant things that can happen. It can send you on sort of an acid trip type of mental imbalance and can even increase the risk of suicide. So, I'm not so sure that this medical approach using drugs to combat sugar craving is going to be the way to go. And by the way, this new study in Australia is in direct contrast to research published in 2014 at Edinburgh University, that's in Scotland, which stated that sugar addiction was not a biochemical dependency, but a psychological one, similar to gambling. And I highly doubt that. I really disagree with that. I really think it's a physical addiction that it's hard to combat. And, you know, I got to say that for a lot of patients, trying to get off sugar is extremely challenging, but you got to stare that green-eyed monster of craving in the face and go through some unpleasant withdrawal as you ultimately taper your sugar intake. It's doable. And hey, what's interesting is the less you have, the less you want. And the more that ordinary things like regular fruit without sugar sprinkled on top can have a very, very tasty reward for you. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite you to call us this hour or next, and we've got a call from Kent, who's out there in Wisconsin. How you doing, Kent?
Good. I was going to ask you, I've been battling this chronic neck pain. It's called total collar spasmodic right neck.
Yeah.
It hit my body October 23rd, where it was pulling my head to the left, and my head was folding off the pillow. So could you tell me more about this muscle spasm disorder for me?
Sure. Yeah, torticollis, it's a painful muscle spasm of the neck, and it is pretty common in even younger, middle-aged individuals. It's not necessarily an age-related problem. And it responds to various types of physical treatment. I think it's really amenable to acupuncture, to myofascial treatments, you know, with like trigger point, pressure, perhaps chiropractic manipulation. But what's interesting about it is that it also has to do with your magnesium levels. Magnesium is very responsive, very responsible for muscle tone. And deficiency of magnesium causes a lot of muscle spasms in the body. And so our patients who have torticollis, we invite them to come to the Hoffman Center and take not just, you know, oral magnesium. Yeah, that helps a little bit. And you're welcome to try some oral magnesium. Consider taking, you know, 2 or 4 magnesium capsules daily. My favorite is jigsaw magnesium because it doesn't cause diarrhea and it's pretty well absorbed. But what really helps is a few treatments with intravenous magnesium. Really high-dose intravenous magnesium gets right into the tissue and relaxes the muscles. And you're out there in Wisconsin, so you may say, well, yeah, trip to New York, that's not really feasible for me. There are nutritionally-oriented practitioners out there in Wisconsin. So a way to track them down is to go to the website www.acam.org, A-C-A-M. That's an organization of nutritionally-oriented physicians. And there are several in Wisconsin. I know some of them personally. And they can administer the IV magnesium as a way of helping you kind of unravel that tight neck syndrome. It goes away eventually, but it's painful and debilitating while it lasts. And have you undertaken any kind of physical treatments? Are you going to get a massage? You going to get acupuncture? Anything along those lines?
I've done Botox shots.
Uh-huh. And?
And they help, and then I read on the internet it said it goes away 2 to 5 years, I heard.
Oh, no, that's a little, I think that's unduly pessimistic. I think if you augment that with magnesium treatments, that may really help to relax the muscle. That's a really good way of dealing with it. And you know, the other thing is you got to avoid these very heavy-duty painkillers, because sometimes people with this syndrome end up taking muscle relaxants. Okay, fine. You know, you take Valium or you take some of these other medications, and they do relax something, but they relax the brain more than they relax the muscles. And ultimately, you feel kind of stoned, and you get dependent. And then once you get off, your spasm comes back like gangbusters. So a suggestion is don't go that route, because you'll end up really dependent on pain meds, and pretty soon you'll wind up on disability. You'll be unable to do anything.
With the Botox shots every 3 months, my doctor told me, for this muscle spasms.
Yeah, you know, okay, you can do that, and what that does is it artificially paralyzes the muscle, and that's a way to go. But ultimately, it doesn't get to the underlying problem. There is something that acts as an irritant, or maybe there's some kind of structural imbalance that causes your neck to spasm. And so find, you know, in a pinch, you know, get the Botox to break the cycle of spasm. But really, to get to the underlying problem, I think the magnesium is more of a natural intervention. Okay, so give that a shot.
Yeah, one last thing. And my brother Kurt had this. He got this at 32. And then 7.5 years later, he died of pancreatic cancer. So is this hereditary, most likely, do you know?
Well, yeah, there may be a hereditary predisposition to spasm, you know, because some people really have trouble maintaining adequate magnesium, or they have problems with muscle tone, and that may be a genetic thing. There's probably absolutely not a real relationship to pancreatic cancer, other than that, you know, unhealthy people get muscle spasms and unhealthy people get pancreatic cancer. So maybe there's some common denominator of unhealthy diet, lifestyle, blood sugar abnormalities that causes both. But you're certainly not doomed to follow your brother in terms of his serious medical problems.
2 years now, and medicine or some kind of thing that helps your muscle spasms. Where do you buy that at, and is it a
it's not a medicine. It's not a medicine. It's just a supplement. It's called Jigsaw Magnesium. If you want to look for it, it's actually on our website at drhoffman.com. It's commonly available in nutritionally oriented pharmacies, health food stores, and via the internet. So check it out. So take it orally. Okay?
It's called Jigsaw what again?
Jigsaw Magnesium. Jigsaw Magnesium.
I'll do that. Thank you. I love your show. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much for calling, Kent, and good luck to you, because that is one heck of a pain in the neck, having that problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and yoga. Yeah, yoga might have been something that could have prevented that guy's torticollis neck spasm, because staying supple is a good hedge against eventual muscle and back and neck stiffness. Yoga is a good way to prevent a lot of problems. And, you know, I really wish they emphasized yoga more at a younger age, because, yeah, they emphasize a lot of sports, competitive sports, aerobics, strength training now for younger kids. But yoga, I think, is a really important part of your exercise portfolio, and it's really about not just contortions, it's also about self-control and self-mastery and quieting the passions, achieving a meditative state, not being a slave to your thoughts or emotions, But there's a new trend. It's called rage yoga. Rage yoga. And it's all the rage, apparently. And it's, they're always looking for the, you know, the next big thing. And this is a form of yoga that is for those who find yoga boring. So what does it consist of? Well, if you look at the website, it says, want to better your strength, flexibility, and become zen as, and there's a four-letter word, enjoy the occasional F-bomb or innuendo, the site reads. You've come to the right place. Okay. So this is a yoga studio where participants are encouraged to swear and drink while posing. Heavy metal music is played too, with albums by the likes of Metallica and Black Sabbath spinning in the background. So, you know, this is blasphemy to those who consider yoga a highly spiritual process. But, yeah, you know, those are looking for some new angle on a traditional practice. You know, this is a practice that was developed in India over literally millennia as a science of breath, a science of getting people into a deeply meditative state. And it's not just about showing off the fact that you can do a headstand or contort yourself into a knot. It is designed to have a specific health-enhancing effects. So, rage yoga, yeah. Not the best idea. Antihistamines affect exercise recovery. According to new research, you know, this is the allergy season, people taking antihistamines. According to a new study, histamines actually help to improve circulation. When you take antihistamines, you block circulation, and that may cause athletes to experience longer recovery. And here's another consequence of antihistamines. Antihistamines, and by the way, antihistamines, sedating ones, are commonly put in over-the-counter sleep medications. They knock you out. And according to new research, they worsen restless leg syndrome. So there are natural strategies for dealing with antihistamines. I just wrote about that, and you can also check out a recent podcast on that subject.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Say you're pilot of your plane or your bus driver or your Uber driver or the perhaps the guy running your local nuclear reactor is having a few beers or some cocktails, or maybe has snorted a few lines of cocaine, or maybe smoked a couple of joints. You think that's a good idea? Well, let's take the same scenario. The pilot, the bus driver, the Uber driver, the guy running the local reactor has a headache. I mean, an ordinary headache, as so many people suffer, and reaches for some Tylenol and obtains relief because Tylenol is an effective painkiller. Is that problematic? Well, that was the subject of a University of Toronto study recently, and what they found was quite interesting. It's actually the first study to look at how acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol and many over-the-counter pain relievers and fever remedies, could be inhibiting the brain response associated with making errors. See, the brain has an auditing function, and you're constantly checking to see if you're making a mistake. And according to this research, it turns out that there is an inhibition of this auditing function. One group, which was given 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, they had more difficulty recognizing an error in a series of tests that they were given. So an obvious question is people aren't detecting these errors. Are they also making errors more often when taking acetaminophen? So it's a thought-provoking issue, because how many millions of people are taking acetaminophen? So we need more work and more research on that subject. And, you know, oh, by the way, acetaminophen, the biggest problem, the most obvious problem, is that people who take even relatively small amounts sometimes are at risk for serious liver problems. It's one of the major causes of liver failure in this country. People taking even normally prescribed amounts of acetaminophen, especially while drinking alcohol or not eating sufficiently. Say when you're sick, you know, you're taking, you know, 6 or 8 Tylenols in a day. You don't think too much of it. But some of those people end up in the hospital, some requiring liver transplants. Okay, this item, diabetics suffer from nerve problems. There's no question that neuropathy, tingling and numbness, loss of sensation, especially in the feet, occurs when you have very high blood sugars. And it was thought for a long time that this is the consequence of extremely high blood sugar over time. And, okay, that's acknowledged. But what about the people who are in that sort of twilight zone between normal and diabetes? We call them impaired insulin tolerance or impaired or insulin resistance. And that would occur, it's a commonly performed test called hemoglobin A1C, in a range of 5.8 to 6.2. And your doctor won't tell you you're diabetic. Your doctor may say, watch out, you're pre-diabetic. Or your doctor may not say anything, because a lot of people get that. And they say, well, you know, it's age-related. People don't have such good blood sugar control. It's no biggie. But what they found was that in a new study, this is in Journal of the American Medical Association, published this month, that a high percentage of patients with what's called small fiber neuropathy did not have diabetes. They just had pre-diabetes. Their hemoglobin A1C was in a range commonly not associated with full-blown type 2 diabetes. And so this suggests that pre-diabetes is a state that is associated with a substantial amount of nerve damage. Patients with prediabetes had at least 50% fewer small nerve fibers in their ankles than other patients who had normal blood sugar. So suggestion is that something about prediabetes puts people at higher risk for this very, you know, painful and debilitating type of nerve problem. Also results often in chronic sores, infections. You don't notice it because your pain sensory apparatus is impaired. And can result in balance problems. A lot of older people have balance problems. Part of it is their brains, their balance centers in the brains aren't working, but part of it is they just don't feel their feet properly. And finally, this item, the benefits of coffee on skeletal muscle. It turns out coffee's good for your muscles. Current research suggests that coffee helps to induce muscle repair. It improves insulin sensitivity. It stimulates glucose uptake. It slows the progression of sarcopenia, which is muscle loss, and it promotes the regeneration of injured muscle. So coffee is not just that jolt that gets you off the starting line or gets you past mile 23 of the marathon, because, boy, you need some motivation when you reach that final outpost before the final turn through Central Park. It turns out that coffee may have real benefits in terms of staving off age-related muscle loss and helping athletes and ordinary individuals repair injured muscle. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we're going to take a special focus look at a very, very important concept in terms of prevention of dental decay, periodontal disease, but also chronic respiratory infections. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Before the break, I teased to an announcement that we would be talking about xylitol. Xylitol is the key ingredient in something called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, nasal spray. The flagship product of Clear Inc. And we're about to talk to Nathan Jones, who is the CEO of Clear Inc. They're also the makers of Clear Sinus Care, Spry Dental Defense, and natural sweeteners made with xylitol. And they also have a very nice line of Spry Dental Defense products. You can find their whole roster of products at www.clear, that's spelled X-L-E-A-R.com. And the new information is that as of this month, Clear nasal spray is available at CVS and Target. I was in the store the other day and I saw very nice displays of the Clear product. So while we await Nate Jones, let's proceed with some phone calls. 888-302-3684. Here's an item from the New York Times. And the New York Times, yeah, you know, authoritative source, you know, the highest standards of journalistic excellence. And they got a health column here by Gina Collada, who's the health writer. Ordinarily very good, but she gets it wrong. This is a series that she's writing about health misconceptions. And this misconception is the following. All you have to do is walk or do modest strength training exercise to build strong bones. She labels this as a misconception. And she writes, exercise actually has no effect on bone strength, or if at all, a very minor effect on bone strength. And she's trying to call BS on claims that if you exercise, it's going to stave off weak bone. She says it sounded too good to be true, and unfortunately it was. Many public health groups, professional societies, and health sites on the internet, probably like my own, promote this exercise prescription, but osteoporosis researchers know the advice is not backed up by rigorous studies. So, you know, she kind of goes on and on talking about, yeah, if you're an astronaut, you go up in space, yeah, you're going to lose bone. So does that mean that exercising will build bone? She says, no, the studies come up short. And all that can be said is that if exercise builds bone, and I'm quoting her, it does not build much bone. So basically what she's saying is that you need to take drugs. At this point, nothing except injections of parathyroid hormone and perhaps a new injectable drug called Prolia will enhance your bone density. Okay, well, what about this? This is a study that just came out in February. Correlation between bone mineral density and serum trace elements in response to supervised aerobic training in older adults. I guess she missed the study. This is a study which looked at levels of trace minerals such as calcium, manganese, copper, and zinc in bone and bone density. And what they found was directly contradicting what she said in her authoritative article in the Times. The conclusion of the study is that levels of calcium, manganese, copper, and zinc were shown to be improved with a program of moderate exercise, supervised aerobic exercise, 1 hour a day, 3 days a week for 12 weeks. That's doable, right? But also with improved bone mass density among both normal individuals and individuals with osteoporosis of both sexes. The studies demonstrated that aerobic exercise of moderate intensity might protect bone and cartilage by regulation of body trace elements, which are involved in the synthesis of bone. So, you know, pushing back on, can't believe everything you read. And that's one of the reasons that we frequently weigh in here with kind of a media watch, keeping our eye on what the media is having to say. And sometimes they get it wrong. Have you ever wondered why restaurants are so loud? You know, especially these days when I go to restaurants with young people, the louder it is, the better they like it. Well, according to a new study, food has a sound, and when you chew food, it provides you with feedback that you're full. Recent studies showed that they looked at people in noisy environments or quiet environments. People in quiet environments ate significantly less. So suggestion is, if you want to lose weight, eat in a quiet restaurant or eat at home where the sound levels are manageable. We got our guest, Nate Jones, on the line. Nate Jones is CEO of Clear Inc., and he's here to tell us about the benefits of xylitol. Xylitol, the key ingredients in the products made by Clear, part of their Clear Sinus Care, Spry Dental Defense products, and their natural sweeteners. He is an ethical entrepreneur, president and CEO of Clear Inc. Welcome, Nathan. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, hey, exciting announcement. You are now in CVS and Target as of April 2016. That is quite a coup for a product which is kind of, you know, it's kind of a grassroots effort because it's not a like a mainstream big pharmaceutical product, but it's a natural product that is great for preventing dental decay and periodontal disease. And also, you've got some great sinus products. So tell us about the, you know, the story of your company.
Well, the story of the company is we sell xylitol. And I don't know how much your listeners know. I know you've talked about xylitol a little bit. But, you know, xylitol is a sugar. And the original research behind it was that it helps prevent tooth decay by changing the actual bacteria. They call it the biodome in your mouth and getting rid of cariogenic bacteria, acid-producing bacteria, and allowing other more friendly non-acid-producing bacteria to thrive. And I got into it because my father, who was a physician, was back in the late 90s, was looking on this new thing called the Internet, PubMed, and looking through and finding all these research studies. He was looking for something to do with little kids and ear infections. Kids were getting ear infections over and over, and he was going through all these studies on PubMed about anything that would prevent ear infections. And the studies that kept coming up were actually dental research studies. And in these studies, these kids were using chewing gum, and they were dentists looking at how that was preventing tooth decay. And the side note on a lot of these studies is the kids were using the xylitol chewing gum. Not only were they not getting cavities, they were also getting 42% fewer ear infections just by using a chewing gum. And so he came up with the thought process of if it works in their mouth, ear infections start in the back of the nose, wouldn't it be more effective to spray it in their nose? So he came up with the idea of putting it into a nasal spray, started using it, and I was working on oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico at the time doing underwater construction. And I went up to visit him one time, and I'm sitting in his office, and his nurse comes in, and he says, "Dr. Jones, we need some more of that jungle juice you mix up for the kids." And, you know, it was a grandma that had gotten in her car. She'd heard about it from one of her family members or friends. A grandma with two sick grandkids gets in her car in Arkansas, drives 8 hours, buys two bottles of this stuff from my dad, and turns around and drives home. And I said, "Dad, if someone's willing to drive for 16 hours with two sick kids in the car, shouldn't he be doing something to market this?" And he just said, "Well, you know, I'm 63 years old. I'm not in a position to risk my retirement. So, no." And I said, "Well, what about me?" So we discussed it for a little while, and 2 years later, I quit my job and started the company. That was in 2000. And, you know, we've been working at it ever since. We have a complete line of dental care products, toothpaste, mouthwash, chewing gum. We have nasal sinus care products. We have a neti pot. We have a sinus wrench, which is a positive pressure bottle. And we also have the nasal spray with xylitol. And as you said, we are making inroads into mass market. I mean, the product is effective. It works, and it works quick. I mean, people understand and see that it works within a couple of minutes of using it. So it's getting some traction in the mass market.
Yeah, and I have to say, for me, it's a really valuable tool for my many patients who have sinusitis. You know, chronic sinusitis is a real problem because the antibiotics, they knock it back a little bit, but then it just keeps coming. And for many of my patients, they're really breaking the cycle of chronic sinusitis with regular use of Clear because it breaks up biofilms. Biofilms are a really important concept in medicine these days because it's one of the reasons why antibiotics fail. So can you talk a little bit about biofilms? You know, it's kind of a simple way that helps our audience to understand this concept.
Well, biofilm, I mean, the way that I describe it when I'm trying to describe it is a biofilm is a city of bacteria. You know, if you have people and we're out there living in, you know, huts, I guess. I don't know what you want to say. But before towns came along and we lived out there, you know, individually in little one or two groups or family groups, it was easy for someone to come in and wipe that out. Now that we're in cities, it's a lot more difficult. And once you have a civilization, it's much more difficult. And when you're talking about bacteria, yeah, they're single-cell creatures, but you have what's called a planktonic bacteria, and those are bacteria that are free-floating, and those are the ones that are out making you sick. When you have a biofilm, these bacteria, when they have a, it's called a quorum, but whenever, and no one knows how exactly what that number is, but when they have a quorum, they secrete some kind of matrix that kind of protects them. And antibiotics won't don't penetrate that matrix. They don't penetrate that biofilm. And so these bacteria are safe in there. So if you have a sinus infection and you take antibiotics for it, you're going to kill the planktonic bacteria that are out there floating around, but you're not going to kill the biofilm. You're not going to kill the host city.
So xylitol, actually, it doesn't kill the bacteria. It just weakens the biofilm so that the body's defenses can kind of sweep them away.
That's correct. But what it is the bacteria that are in this biofilm, they can understand that an antibiotic is coming in to kill them. But they perceive xylitol to be a food source. So they actually will allow the xylitol in, but yet the bacteria can't metabolize it. They can't utilize it. They can't use it as a food source. And it kind of makes them sick.
We call that a Trojan horse mechanism. It sort of like tricks them into taking it up, but it weakens them, and then it helps to dissolve the biofilms and makes it more likely that either a dental infection, in one case decay, in the other case periodontal disease, or a nasal infection, chronic sinusitis, or perhaps even that contributing to asthma or ear infections can go away. It's a great product, and it's now available at CVS and Target, also Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health retailers. For more information, check out www.clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Thank you, Nate.